This is Fresh Air. Our critic at large, John Powers, has a review of the crime series Vigil, set aboard a nuclear submarine. The show is a smash hit in the UK and is now premiering here on the Peacock streaming service. John says that Vigil has its flaws, but will keep you watching from start to finish.
If we leave aside the Beatles' yellow one, submarines have a pretty dim reputation in popular culture. They get attacked by a giant squid in 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, become a wartime hellhole in Das Boot. And to judge from Crimson Tide and The Hunt for Red October, they're nearly always on the verge of triggering World War III. Their image doesn't get any brighter in Vigil, a new police procedural about a murder aboard a nuclear submarine. The show broke BBC ratings records when it aired this summer in the UK, and is now premiering here on the Peacock streaming service. Filled with well-known TV actors, this six-part series is a weird hybrid. It marries the bingeably implausible plotting of shows like The Bodyguard and Line of Duty, the Brits really love their thrillers, to a story of psychological healing. When a sailor is killed aboard HMS Vigil, a Scottish-based nuclear submarine out on patrol, the police hand the case to its top investigator, Detective Chief Inspector Amy Silva. She's played by Saran Jones, a huge British star who you may know from Dr. Foster and Gentleman Jack. Now, DCI Silva may not be the ideal person for the job, given that, owing to an earlier trauma, she's claustrophobic and hates being underwater. No matter, they chopper her out to the Vigil, while the landlubber end of the case is carried out by her lover, Detective Sergeant Kirsten Longacre. That's Rose Leslie, who played Jon Snow's sweetheart on Game of Thrones. Without giving too much away, I can tell you that there are more murders, and as befits a maritime story, a slew of red herrings. Silva's and Longacre's investigation keeps widening to involve MI5, the British Admiralty, anti-nuke protesters, skullduggerous Russians, slippery Yank bureaucrats, and Scottish VIPs with advanced degrees in shiftiness. As an aggressive alpha cop, Silva expects cooperation from the Vigil's crew. But to them, she's just in the way. So who can she turn to? The friendliest coxswain played by Sean Evans, best known as the young Inspector Morse on Endeavour? The disdainful second-in-command, that's Adam James, who oozes entitlement? Can she even trust the captain, who often appears inept? Here, early on, we see what Silva is up against when the captain, played by Patterson Joseph, tells her that she can't have the run of the sub for her inquiries.
Hey, with all due respect, Captain, it isn't my job to persuade you. In my view, this boat is a crime scene. You need to return to port so that we can start a proper inquiry. I always promised your cooperation.
I take my orders from the Chiefs of Staff and the Prime Minister. My duty is to mission, boat, and crew. While you're on board, you will obey my orders. Now, you're with us for 3 days. Do your work. Stay out of our way. And if I hear the word murder spoken outside this room, I'll have you confined to quarters.
Like too many series these days, Vigil is drawn out. The action is padded with allusions to geopolitical risk and the danger of nukes, yet these are half-hearted. They receive nowhere near the attention that Vigil gives the flashbacks that explain how Silva, a driven bloodhound of a detective, is tormented by the obligatory personal demons. Jones is a charismatic actor. And if her performance as Silva was a wine, the sommelier would describe it as brisk and flinty, with underlying notes of frenzy. In truth, Silva's inner crises aren't very interesting. But that's no surprise. If decades of thrillers have taught me anything, it's that almost none are better when they seek to deepen genre formulas by dwelling on their protagonists' personal lives. Call me heartless, but I just don't care about James Bond's childhood or romantic agony. Get back to spying, 007. Each time Kurt Wallander has yet another troubled encounter with his daughter, I start flipping the pages until he's back doing police work. Although Vigil's creator, Tom Edge, may have hoped the series would offer a gripping character study, I can't imagine anyone watching it to see whether DCI Silva will have an emotional breakthrough. We're here to watch her solve the mystery, who did it and why, ideally in a way that keeps us guessing. And by this standard, Vigil succeeds. Which is why, even though British critics carped at some of its hokiness, the British public ate it up. I mean, a claustrophobic detective chasing a murderer on a submarine. Who wouldn't want to see that?
John Powers reviewed the new series Vigil, which begins streaming Thursday on Peacock. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, my guest will be Penelope Cruz. She stars in the new film Parallel Mothers, which was written and directed by the great Spanish filmmaker Pedro Almodóvar. She starred or co-starred in several of his other films and won an Oscar for her performance in Vicky Cristina Barcelona. The new film about childbirth and motherhood was so emotional for her. During some of the scenes, it was hard to hold back her tears. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director is Audrey Bentham. Our engineer today is Adam Staniszewski. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Salad, Phyllis Myers, Roberta Shorrock, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Kayla Lattimore. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Teresa Madden directed today's show. I'm Terry Gross.